In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to this tragedy. We at least need to touch on this today. At least four people were killed and eight were wounded yesterday morning in an attack on a church in southern Michigan.
Authorities identified Thomas Jacob Sanford, a former Marine sergeant from Burton, Michigan, as the suspect who smashed his pickup truck into a crowded Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints service Sunday morning in Grand Blanc Township.
There is a couple additional bodies that we've discovered in the church.
Police Chief William Renee says Sanford opened fire and used an accelerant to set the building ablaze.
Total victim count up to four. Victims.
Two officers pursued Sanford as he left the church and exchanged fire.
The suspect, who is deceased as well. So we have five deceased persons from this tragic incident.
The ATF says suspected explosive devices were found, but it's not clear if any were used in the attack. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Kim Vetter said bomb threats were made at other churches in the area, but no bombs were found. Investigators were searching the site of the fire and the ex-Marine's residence looking for clues. FBI Detroit Special Agent Reuben Coleman.
It is investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
I'm Jennifer King.
Yeah, and you know, this guy was in a pickup truck with two American flags on the pickup truck, and rather than anybody trying to point fingers at either side, let's just focus on the tragedy. I mean, I don't care which side is involved. It's a tragedy, and sometimes I think in this country, after the murder of Charlie Kirk, I think we're so busy trying to keep score that we're losing sight of these tragedies that are taking place. But that wasn't the only high-profile shooting this weekend. There was also a shooting at a North Carolina waterfront bar Saturday night. Three people are dead and five are wounded.
A North Carolina man is charged with murder after officials say he opened fire from a boat into a crowd at a Southport waterfront bar Saturday night, killing three and injuring five. District Attorney John David identifies him as Nigel Edge and says it was a targeted location.
We have developed evidence at an early stage that this was highly premeditated.
David says Edge was on their radar.
But nothing significant in his past which would give us any indication that he was capable of such horror.
Oak Island Police Chief Charlie Morris says the 40-year-old was a longtime resident, a veteran, and also known to them as Sean DeBevoir.
He frequently hung out on our pier. Our employees knew him. And we were just familiar with him. He has filed a lawsuit, set numerous lawsuits on the town, on the police department.
Edge is being held without bond. I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, it seems like that guy's got a problem. And another targeted shooting, really sad. So Europe has won the Ryder Cup, and it's reasserting its dominance over Americans when it comes to golf.
A furious rally for the Americans came up short at the Ryder Cup. The Europeans won their second straight Ryder Cup by a 15-13 score despite entering the Sunday singles finale with a record 7-point lead. U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley.
The boys really fought today. That was incredible. I didn't expect anything different.
European captain Luke Donald's team dropped 8.5 of 12 possible singles points in front of a hostile Bethpage Black gallery.
We knew New York was not going to be easy. It was rough. It was brutal at times out there.
World number one Scottie Scheffler defeated number two Rory McIlroy one up in the day's signature matchup after becoming the first player in the event's history to go 0-4 in the first four sessions.
It's just a really special group, and it was, probably one of the lowest moments of my career.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
All right, so, you know, this was kind of amazing. These fans are rowdy, and I saw part of this over the weekend, and I'm going, is this a golf tournament? I mean, are you kidding me? People were getting drunk, and they were loud, and they were people chanting, F you, Rory, at Rory McIlroy, at Rory McIlroy. And there was an MC that was getting the crowd to practice the chant, F you, Rory, when they were just starting to play. And they brought in the New York State troopers were brought in to protect McIlroy. And this MC was fired, and the crowd got rowdy. They were throwing drinks, and one of them landed on McIlroy's wife, and he was really PO'd. And at one point, when he's addressing the ball, there's so much talk back in the gallery that he just turned, he stops addressing the ball. And he starts kind of walking a little bit over, turns to the crowd, walking a little bit in their direction, and just says, shut the F up. This is for golf. Now, all right, without the profanity, isn't there something kind of cool about, you know, golf fans being a little boisterous? I mean, do you think this is a trend? Do you think that with golfers and golf tournaments, people are going to get to be so passionate that the whole silence thing, Quiet. He's addressing the ball. She's getting ready to shoot. I mean, do they have to have quiet? You know, Spencer Rattler doesn't have quiet when he's behind the center. Quarterbacks don't have, Garrett Nussmeier doesn't have quiet when he's behind the center at Ole Miss. Do these golfers really have to? Same thing with tennis. I mean, I've always thought that maybe the fans could be a little more boisterous, that maybe it would make these sports a little bit more exciting. I mean, if you have to concentrate on some sports with a lot of noise, why can't you concentrate on golf or tennis with some noise too? But again, I'm not approving of getting drunk and being so boisterous that it's obnoxious or the use of profanity. But it seems like maybe golf could benefit with a little noise. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And a record-breaking Latin superstar from Puerto Rico is set to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl in February.
Bad Bunny will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, bringing Latin trap and Puerto Rico's reggaeton swagger to the NFL's biggest stage. The NFL, Apple Music, and Rock Nation made the announcement. A superstar, born Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, said in a statement, "What I'm feeling goes beyond myself." He says, "It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history." With 3 Grammys and 12 Latin Grammys, he's one of the world's most streamed artists and has become a global ambassador for Latin music. He drew hundreds of thousands of fans to his residency performances in Puerto Rico and will host Saturday Night Live on October 4th. I'm Jennifer King.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.